For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Arizona Republican Senator Jeff Flake surprised his colleagues on both sides of the aisle when he called for a delay in the Senate vote on Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh's confirmation after releasing a statement earlier saying he would vote to confirm him. He said he wanted an FBI investigation of Kavanaugh's alleged sexual misconduct. Republican Senator Lindsey Graham doesn't think that needs to happen.
I've never heard a more compelling defense of one's honor and integrity than I did from Brett Kavanaugh.
Earlier in the day, Flake was cornered by sexual assault survivors in an elevator.
I didn't tell anyone, and you're telling all women that they don't matter.
President Trump, who approved the request, says it will all work out in the end.
They have to do what they think is right. There's no message whatsoever.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the healthcare hotline. Are you on Medicare and/or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 888-998-7225. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com.
Hurricane Rosa, packing Category 3 winds, moved Friday off Mexico's Pacific coast, with forecasters expecting its swells to affect the Southern California surf this weekend.
Rosa will begin weakening overnight. It is expected to be a tropical storm when it nears northern portions of the peninsula on Monday night. Still, it will spread rain into the southwest U.S. by Tuesday and Wednesday, with 1 to 3 inches possible and possible flooding in western Arizona, southern Nevada, and Utah.
Facebook says it doesn't know yet whether hackers who exploited a security breach have misused any of the 50 million user accounts' personal information. CEO Mark Zuckerberg.
Security is an arms race, and we're continuing to improve our defenses. And I think that this also underscores that there are just constant attacks from people who are trying to take over accounts or steal information from people in our community.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
A former Secretary of State does a cameo on a sitcom. USA's Rick Vincent has more.
Hillary Clinton makes a cameo appearance on a TV comedy, applying to be Murphy Brown's secretary.
I also assume you've had previous secretarial experience?
Absolutely. For 4 years, I was the secretary. I was the secretary of a very large organization.
And you have all the requisite skills, computer, email.
Emails. I do have some experience with emails.
Clinton's guest spot was filmed 2 weeks after the pilot episode with no studio audience in a closed set with only essential crew. The scene was cut from screeners and out to press and critics, so it would be a surprise. And Clinton's guest spot received no promotion ahead of the show's airing on CBS. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
A powerful 7.5 magnitude earthquake and tsunami has killed at least 384 people, and hundreds of people have been injured on the Indonesian island of Sulawesi. John Clemens has more.
The quake struck around 6 p.m. local time, and according to duty seismologist Zachary Reeves at the USGS, it was a major quake.
It's a 7.5. We have it at about 13 kilometers depth. It is 50 miles from the capital of Indonesia, roughly, and it's a pretty big earthquake.
Search, rescue crews, and emergency workers are in the area now looking for those in need. I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.